Okay, we left off in the middle of the year and of Tesfin Aleph in terms of the sugya Miyama Rav Elazar Hachi, in which we were learning the sugya Aliba the Tosfos, and we pointed out that Tosfos understands that the Hava Min of the Gemara, when the Gemara had the Hava Min of the Navy, required Kinei Vestira in Isha Neser Sabala Ela Aliske Kinei Vestira. That maybe you require Eidei Kiyum. Similar to creating Ishus requires Eidei Kiyum, maybe a Shem Zona also is created, the Isur Zona is also only created via Eidei Kiyum. And Tosfos therefore has a radical Havamina. Afilu Roa Ishto Shezinsa Ishto. He's Roa. In other words, he has Yediyah Brura. Raklo Hayusham Eidim, which is normally the situation. I mean, that it was, he opened the door and he saw her with someone else. And Roah b'chol zeh lo yitzei neseret alav, the same way that a couple wouldn't get married without Eidei Kedushin, so also the woman wouldn't be usher on her husband as a zona without Eidei Znut. That was the havamina of the Gemara. They require a certain formality. That formality is defined as kinoi v'stira, and without that formality, there wouldn't be an iser. Kol mashmalan. What over here are the mechanics of the kol mashmalan? So the Chora and the Gemara, the Kamash Malan goes in three stages. Kamash Malan, L'tamech, Kinui V'stira in Eidim Lo, and then it moves over to Ein Isha Neseres, Eid Echad, Ella, you know, with Kinui V'stira, Afilu Be'Eid Echad Name, and then thirdly, Pesach Asuach Hishnei Eidim Dami. And then you have to break the formality. How do you break the formality of Kinui V'stira? So the Gemara takes three stages. Firstly, would anyone say that Dafi require Kini the Sira? Let's say Mamish we had two Eidim that there was Bia, that we have an Ashes Ish and Bia without Kini the Sira. Would anyone say that woman is not Asura Labala? In other words, it goes against the rules of Kolatara Kuba. Two Eidim are enough to create Dinin Nefashas. So Lachora Kalvachoma, here we're talking about, you're forgetting about the Din Nefashis and the level of the woman. Simply the Isur Levala, the Charaka V'Chomer, the two Adim create. So we've moved out of Kini V'Stira. Anyway, there's no longer a need for that formal framework of Kini V'Stira, even though within the Torah and the Parashat of Sota, that's the framework. But the Chora, Shnei Adim, is at least as good as Kini V'Stira. Once we got to that point, we're already, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because once we move into the world of Eidim, we know there are two types of Eidim. There's Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Birur. We don't know yet which kind of Eidim, but Eidim certainly work. Then we move over back to Kini V'Stira. Kini V'Stira works with one Eid. So the moment you're down to one Eid, namely that one Eid sometimes can be like two Eidim, that with, sometimes we have this Raglayim L'Davar, so you see we're not talking any longer about Eidei Kiyum. And now we're down to Eidei Birur. Once we can already create a Birur via one Eid, it's very, very short, half skip and a jump to say, Hu adin pesach pasuach kishnei Eidim dami. Namely, what the Gemara is trying to do is move off, climb down the tree, move off of the formality of creating the Isur Zona via some sort of formal process, which we would call Kinei V'Stira Eidei Kiyum, and move back to a world of Yediyah. As long as we have Yediyah Brura. So two Eidim give us Yediyah Brura. Eid Echod following Kini V'Stira, that's considered to be a Yediyah Brura. Even though Derech Kal Eid Echod is not a Yediyah Brura, but if it follows the Kini V'Stira, we already have our Raglayim Adavar, then Eid Echod gives us a Yediyah Brura. Hu Adin, Pesach Pasuach, that's also a Yediyah Brura. And again, Tosfos over here links in with the previous sugya that Tosfos even asked for Kini V'Stira, Hachanami Deloaso Mute Al Piyatno, the Ke'edim Dome, Kevan the Kimlei. That the Havamina was that maybe Pesach Pasuach is not Kimlei. The Maskana is that Pesach Pasuach is Kimlei. Once Pesach Pasuach is Kimlei, so we have over here a Yediyah Brura, and that's all you need. Namely, that we can have a track called Yediyah without Re'iyah. We move off of the world of Eidus. We no longer need Eidim. Eidim is simply a Hechatimsa of Yediyah. We can have that Hechatimsa of Yediyah also via a combination of Kinui Stira Veid Echad. We can have that Hechatimsa of Yediyah also via Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach is also a Kimle that we have Yediyah Brura. Now we pointed out, this Yediyah Brura won't help us in terms of Dinah Nefashas. In terms of Dinah Nefashas, for that you require that Yediyah Brura, you need Eidim. For creating Ishus, for that Yediyah Brura is not enough, for that we require Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. Now, this is not in every realm, but in terms of Isur, Isha L'Ba'ala, as Zona, for that it's already enough to have Yediyah Brura. Where do we find that Yediyah Brura does help? So that we saw, thank you to the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that's what works in Dine Mamanos. In Dine Mamanos, you don't need Eide Kiyum. You don't necessarily require even Eide Birur. What we need is a Yediya Birur that could come from Eidim, but could also come in a different track. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, towards the end. Perek Kafdal Ocha Alas. Yesh L'dayin L'adun Dine Mamanos Alfi Hadvarim Shedaito Notel Lahem Shein Emes. He's been convinced. We don't need necessarily a re'ia. Re'ia is alpi shneim edim yokum davar. Even we don't have a re'ia brura, but as long as he knows, that's already considered to be enough. And then the Rambam goes through various scenarios where we're going to have this yedia brura. But the cholza is still quite a jump from dine mamanos to iser ishu levala. Do we have anything a little closer? That we'll find that a yediya brura, even if it's not al pishtayim edim yokum davar, can substitute that we can have a yediya brura without edim. Anyone have a raya? Moving dine mamanos is dine mamanos. That's the question, yeah. Yeah, we have the concept of edus isha. That's very good. That's a Rambam at the end of Hilchos Gerushin. Very, very last halacha in Hilchos Gerushin, where the Rambam spoke about the fact that when we're dealing with a husband who disappeared, and an aide comes and says that he saw this husband is no longer part of the living world, and even if this aide is not necessarily a kosher aide, we believe him. Al yaksha be'enecha, perek yud gimel kaftes, shehitiru chachamim ha'erva ha'chamur be'idus isha, O Eved, O Shivcha, O Akum, Hisiyach Lefitum, O Enipi'e, none of these are considered to be B'chol HaTorah Kula, the equivalent of Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Davar. And we have a Gzera Sheva, Davar Davar Mi Mamon, Mamon Al Pishnayim Eidim, Ein Davar Sheva Erva, Hakos Mishnayim. B'chol that we believe them, why do we believe them? Shalik Pida Torah Ha'edus Shnei Eidim, B'shar Mishpati Eidus, Ele B'davar Sheena Teyach Olam, Rav Burio, Ele Niti Eidim, Ube Dusan. However, b'davar she'em she'lamod aburiyo she'lov mipi ha'ed hazeh v'ein ha'ed yachol hishamet. What is this called? Halach, we saw this last year in Yeridea. What is this called when you have a milsa where we have a check and a balance on the aid? Milsa davide l'gluyay, right? That avol b'davar she'em she'lamod aburiyo she'lov mipi ha'ed hazeh ein ha'ed yachol hishamet, that this aid can be checked out. When we have a milsa da avida legluye, then lo hikpida hatorah alav shedavar rochel kush yoid bo ha'ed v'sheker. Kanir e, we have over here a yediyah. It's very unlikely that an aid would be made when he could be caught in his lie. L'fika kikilu chachamim medavar zeh v'aminu bo aid echad mipi shivcha mipi aksav v'lo drishem chakira kedei shelo tisharna benos Yisrael agunot. Anyway, that we already have a crack in the wall, that even though Afishnayim Eidim Yokum Davar, however, if we can reach a level of Yediyah Brura without the two Eidim, we can be Somech on it. Where can we be Somech on it? Hilchos Sanhedrin Kavdal Adal, we can be Somech on it in Adin in Mamanos. If the Dayan is certain, even if it doesn't fit into the regular rules, he has Yediyah Brura. And in Aguna, to prevent the situation of Igun, we also have this ability of Yediyah Brura. So who hadin? Once we find it both in the world of Mamanos and in the world of Ishus, who hadin? We can apply it over here. That's what the Gemara says. Kamash Malan, Ha'omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Ne'eman Lo'osur Alav. We have this track of Yediyah Brura, Yediyah without Re'iyah, namely that we have an alternate track. The question is, where do we use it? So that's what Chazal are for. Tell us where we have the right to use this alternate track. So if a husband sees his wife being Mazana, that's the alternate track. If a husband knows his wife was Mazana, Pesach Patuach Masasi in Kinlay, that's also, and that creates a suffix Nefash, a suffix Ishus, that also is considered to be an alternate track. Yeah, I'm sorry, Moshe.
I am just, you mentioned earlier that
I No, it's like, according to the Rambam over here, we're not talking about the din of oak here. Why are you mixing apples and oranges? I'm saying within the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us that we have this track that we find in Hilchos Sanhedrin. We find the track also in Hilchos Yerushin. And so this track then would help us understand the Maskan of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Which is another way of putting the Gemara. But according to Tosfos, we have a Hava Mina that you required a certain formality. And then the maskana is, you don't need that formality. Now you don't require the formality, you don't even require Al Pishtayim Eidim. As long as we'll have a Yediya, even without, or Yediya Brura, even without Eidim, that's also enough. Yediya without Re'iya. That's the maskana of Tosfos over here, in terms of being Oser and Isha to her husband. However, there is another track, yes? And that other track is the Maharami Rutenberg in Yevamos. I see not everyone brought a rush on Yevamos. If you can hand these out, you'll have the rush on Yevamos. There are two sides of the page. One side is the rush on Yevamos, the other side is Rav Moshe. It's all different by the print. Okay, but let's just first see the rush on Yevamos, then we'll move over to Rav Moshe. The Sugi in Yevamos you saw on Daf Kavdalan Amadeis through Daf Kavheyam Ad Aleph, that over there we have a very, very upsetting part of human nature. We have is what's called the Davar Mechu'ar. And we have a Shita of Rebbe in Davar Mechu'ar. The Tanya, which we realize from the bottom in Yevamos Kavdalan Amadeis, Rochel Yotze V'isha Chogeres B'sinar, we'll call circumstantial evidence. Amar Rebbe, Hoel Umechuar Hadavar. Since the circumstantial evidence is pretty striking, therefore Teitze. Similarly, Roch Lamala Men Hakila. Amar Rebbe, Hoel Umechuar Hadavar. Teitze. Similarly, Menalim Hapukin Tachas Anita. Amar Rebbe, Hoel Umechuar Hadavar. Teitze. So the question is, what does this word Teitze mean? Teitze from whom? Teitze from whom? So, Pashto Sokor is Teitze Mihabal. Namely, that we view this woman as a Zona, and therefore she's Asura LaBa'ala. But Tosa says, just a minute, where's the meat? Right? Where are the Eidim? In other words, you need Eidim to be Moti and Isha Mihabal. Where are the Eidim? All we have over here are smoking guns. Smoking guns are not considered to be Eidim. We're talking over here about an Isra LaBa'ala. So that's Tosa's question. You have it over here in the Rush, in the first column, where it has the Ches, we quote the Brisa of Revi, and afterwards, Kosher Rabbeinu Tam, one line right underneath where it says, Daf Kafeya Maravah. The Ha'amina Meseches Ksuvus, quotes our Gemara, Ein Isha Neseres Al Bala, Ela Al Yedei Kinui Vestira, Ava Below Kinui Afilu Nistra Be'edim Sharia, Yichud alone is not going to create an Yisur, Ava Hacha Pasek Yilchasa Karebi, the Bekola Dava Pasek, we have this nasty rumor, that Kanere, there's a problem. The Osir al Ba'ala, where are the Eidim? The Od Aminu Lekaman, the Ha'isha Rabba, the Lekola, the Basa Nisu, and Lo Chashina, and so we have over here a Cheskas Eishasish, we have a Cheskas Kashrus Labala. How are we going to break it based on circumstantial evidence? Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam has a perish. Teitzi doesn't mean from the Baal. Teitzi min HaRochel, that if the husband decides to divorce his wife, and then this woman goes ahead and decides to marry the man who destroyed her marriage, the possible Boel, then, in that circumstance, Hoel u'mechuvar hadavar, that's already enough for Beis Din to break that marriage up. Mm-hmm. Namely, that we'll use the kola, the lopasik, la'osra al boala, avol mihava la'mafkinan, ela be'edim. You need Eidim to break a relationship between a husband and a wife. You need Dafka Eidim. Here we don't have Eidim. And this is not only Rabbeinu Tam's Perush. Three lines to the bottom of the Rosh says it's Perush of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a Perush of the Bahag. And the Mehabal, Mafkinan, Ela, the Eidim. And then the question is, what sort of Eidim do you need? And so it says, Kata Bal Halachos, Eimotin Mehabal, Achiru Ha'edim to Mekol Bishloferet. You need Eidim on the Maisa Bia per se, and not the Rosh says Halesa. That far we don't need. Afilin Chiyamisa Sagim Re'uha Eidim Kedera Hamanafim Kedisa Beperek Hasocher Esapolovim. That we don't necessarily have to reach the level of Eidim Bia. It's enough if we have Kedera Hamanafim. That's why the Rambam also paskins in Hilchos Isurei Bia. In Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Tes. The Rambam says, Ein ha'edim nizkakim l'ra'os ha'menafim she'heru zebazeh. Vehichnes kimikol bevif v'shoferes. Ela nishiyiru osam devukim zeh zeh kederach kol abalim. Harei edu neheragim v'ri'ezu. It could be under the sheet. But as long as it appears to be a ma'isadiyah, that's already enough. Ve'enam m'shem alo hera, m'shem shechazak atzur azo shehera. But we require edevia in the form of kederach hamenafim. That's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And then the word teitze in the Sugin Yevamos refers to the boel. However, the next column, where the little David of the Korban Nesanel is, it says, U'bishiyotos terav achai, in whichever parasha it may be, so it says, I'ika davar mechuar, v'kol adal pasuk mafkinen le, bein mehaba'al, bein mehaboel. No, in other words, that the davar mechuar is enough to remove the woman from the baal as well. And not only that, but Rabbeinu Tam chaza v'faresh k'perush ashiltos. This is Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have an Aratosos. In Aratosos, Rabbeinu Tam stuck by his guns, and so the word teitze means men ha-boel. However, the Rush had a tradition. Rabbeinu Tam was chozer bo to paskin like the shiltos. He's yotze mehabal. But how can you be bal yotze mehabal? Where are the edim? Look at the little hay of the. The little tuff of the Korban Nesanel, the kasha, the perusho, kol ma'ekshenu tchila. I mean, how can you be yotze mehabal? Where are the edim? So two lines under that, says Rabbeinu Meir, the Maharam of Wittenberg, Piresh, the lo kasha midi. And this is what's important for us, because we're not learning Yevamos, we're learning Sulis, but he quotes our sugya. Rav Meir Piresh, the lo kasha midi, leperush ha-shiltos, who leperush the repentant Rabbeinu Tam, who was chozer bo, to one like the shiltos. Why? Listen carefully. The Hamrinan the Perakama Diksubas, Vishmaisis of the Pesach Pasua, Ulatamech, Kini Vistira in Adimlo, Hachikama, Eno Isha Neseres Labala Beidechod, Elabishne Adim, Kini Vistira Afilu Beidechod, Upesach Pasua Kishne Adim Dame. He quotes ours, the Maskana of our Sugya, and he wants to apply that to the Sugya Yevamos. Hachinami Nomar, Im yesh edim shera'u davar mechoar, kishnei edei tuma damu. The kevan de ra'u rochel yotzei v'isha chageres besinar v'chol hanei delekaman, muchacha milsa de yeshkan tuma. And then he continues. Aval hacha sheyesh edim shera'u davar hamechoar, raglayim la davar, ki ilu ra'uha shenivala v'asrinan la albala, Kipesach Pasuach. O Edechara Hakina Vistira. This is not what we said up to now. Up to now, we were speaking about the fact that Matkona Varsugia is that Yediyah is alone without Re'iyah. What over here is the Maharami Rudenbrook's telling our Sugia? Not that Yediyah works without Re'iyah, but rather, that what kind of fact do we have? That Yediyah is Re'iyah. That's very, very different. Namely, we said we can do without Edus. Maharam says, no. We have Edus and we have virtual Edus. We have two tracks within Edus. Then we have Edus of Re'iyah, and then we have Edus of Yediyah. Not Yediyah. We have Edus of Yediyah. That's very, very different. We have an Edus of Re'iyah and we have an Edus of Yediyah. This is considered to be Al-Fishnayim Edim. Namely, the way we learn, there's no connection between our sugya and the sugya in Yevamos. Our sugya is where the Baal knows that his wife was Mizana. He knows that she was Nivala. In the sugya in Yevamos, he doesn't know she was Nivala. He thinks she was Nivala. He's pretty sure she was Nivala. So we're saying that if we have, so that has nothing to do with our sugya according to where we learned it. However, if we learn our sugya like the Maharami Rutenberg, Maharam of Rutenberg is telling us that we have a concept of Eidei Tuma, two Eidim who see, Kedera Hamen Na'afim, and then we have Eidei Kiyur. If two Eidim see, the Rochel Yotze and the Isha Chogeres, the Sinara, that is considered to be Eidei Tuma, Ke Eidei Tuma, that's a virtual Eidus. we have a yediya that turns into a re'iyah. They can be made and based, and this woman was nivala. That goes far beyond the way that we learned. Now, it's a Pesach Basuach Kishnei Edim. We learn Kishnei Edim has the same tokef as two Edim. You have Pesach Basuach, and you have two Edim. This is Yediyah, and this is Yediyah. This is Birur, and this is Birur. But according to the Maharam in Wittenberg, Pesach Basuach Kishnei Edim means that we have two tracks of Edus. We have Edus of Re'iyah, and we have Edus of Yediyah. How did the Maharam know that? You know, like that's a tremendous jump to learn the Kaf HaDibyon in our sugya as an equation, not as a parallelism. Not that we have Pesach Pasuach is Yediyah, like Edim is Yediyah. No. We're saying that Pesach Pasuach is a track of Edus. Just like Ede Kiyur is a track of Edus. Ede Kiyur are Ede Tumah. The evil we have over here, Ede Tumah. How do we know that? Do we find anywhere in Shas that we find that you can have a yediya that will be on the level of a re'iyah?
Is that what Rashi
is saying here?
That
come to Rashi, right. Rashi certainly very, very excellent. But what's Rashi based it on? I'm coming to the Mari. Remember, he says the black and white. You're being medayik and Rashi. I want a Gemara. Where does the Gemara say that we have a yediya of, that we have a yediya ki re'iyah? That's the Gemara in Ksuvas. Very good. The Gemara in Ksuvas is talking about a couple that divorced. And then they go off to Ran de Malon. And the husband and his former wife go ahead and are misyached. So the question is, was there Kedushin or wasn't there Kedushin? Do they need a new get? Do they need a new get? You only need a new get if there was Kedushin. You only need a new get if there was Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, Samachayim at Allah through Samachayim at Gleis. So the Gemara over there says as follows: Hamagaresh is ishto v'lonim avapundiki beishamei omrim enatrichei mena get sheni. I mean, so bo naniach that they had bia one with the other. Kedushin Samachayim at Allah. I thought you looked at this Gemara. So they don't need a new get. Even if it was vulgar, so who says it was in the context of marriage? That she's married to him. They got remarried. In that bedroom, they got remarried. So the Gemara asks, what's going on over here? Hacha mayaskinan kagon de'ika eide yichud v'leka eide bia. The bottom line is, we have no raya that there was bia. Even if we assume that whenever there's bia, adaita that he has kavana, shalola sota bilasnus. Even if we assume that people don't like to do bilasnus, who says there was bia? All we have are edi yichud. Ubei sedol omrim, amrinon, hein edi yichud, hein edi bia. That the fact that we have Ede Yichud, we can assume, I mean, what are they doing in that room? They're playing checkers? We assume that there was Via. And once there was Via, so Pashtus, he says to her, Harayat Mekudeshet Li, Bevia Zu, and they're married. And once they're married, they require a get. But what do you need to be married? Ede Kiyu. So we're saying that, Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Ede Via, this isn't just a Birur, this isn't just a Yediya. A Yediya is not enough to get married. If a husband and wife come to us and tell us he was Mekadesh Shur in front of 14 palm trees, they're not married. Because we have a Yediya, we know that they're married, because he said so, but that's not enough to make them married. Yediya is not enough to make them married. A Biru is not enough. You need Edim. And so what do we see over here? Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Biru. A Yediya can serve as a Re'iya. We have a virtual Ede Kiyum. If you have a virtual Ede Kiyum, says the Maharam in Rutenberg, we can also have virtual Ede Birur. Okay? And so we have over here, so the Maharam learns from the Sugi over there, just like Ede Yichud could serve as Ede Kiyum, so also Ede Kiyur can serve as Ede Tumah. And who are them in our Sugi? Pesach Pasuah can serve as Ede Tumah. In other words, we're making, according to Maharam, that we're saying just like Ede Yichud can serve as Ede Bia to create Kedushin, if they could be Ede Kiyum, the Chorek Kal V'Chomer, they could be Ede Birur. Where do we find them being Ede Birur? That's the Dover Machur, that's Rebbe in Yevamos, and that's our sugya. Pesach Pesuach Pishnei Edim Dame, that we have a track of Yediyah which serves as Edus. And this track we find moves through, and again, the din of Hein Hein Edei Biru or Hein Hein Edei Yichud that it applies to Kedushin, that's Barur, that's the Ferishim Mor, we pass them like this, hello. And the Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Ishus. In Hilchos Ishus, when the Rambam deals with the world of Kedushe Bia, so I mean, how do you have Edim on Kedushe Bia? So the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, in Kidesh Bia, Gimel Hey, Rambam Hilchos Ishus, Amar La Harayat Mekudesh Etli Horayat Mures Etli Horayat Livet Isha Bebi'ila Zo, Umisyached Ima Bifnei Shnei Edim Uboala. That's all you require. Misyached im efnei shnei edim. That's the Gemara. Hein heim edei yichud, hein heim edei bia. But the Rambam leaves it at that. That's, in other words, if you want to, e epsha binyan acher. However, the Maharam learned from here a rule. The rule is that we have this concept of a virtual edus. And so if one looks in the Beis Shmuel and Eben HaEzer, a very, very practical question, what if you have two Edim under a chuppah? And these are going to be Edei Kedushin. They're supposed to see the husband give the ring to his wife. But there happens to be a photographer and a video man and an MC, etc. And they take these two Edim and say, you stand over here. Right? They put the two Edim behind the flower pot. And they're standing, you know, taking the pictures, etc. And the two Edim are behind the flower pot. And they hear the husband say, Harayat Mekudeshet Li. And they hear everyone say, Mekudeshet, Mekudeshet. And by the time they get to see, the woman has a ring on her finger. Is she Mekudeshet? So the Beis Shmuel in Eben HaEzer, in Siman Mem Beis, Sif Katan Yud Beis, quotes a Mordechai that says, just like Hein Heim Edei Yichud, Hein Heim Edei Bia, also, Hein Heim Edei Shmia, Hein Heim Edei Nesina. In other words, that if the Edim are certain, they saw the husband hold a ring. And then they were pushed aside. When the next thing they know, they came back and the ring's on the woman's finger. And everyone's yelling, Kudesh, Kudesh, right? Everyone's all around. So, Kaneret, that they're married. And they're married with Edim. We have virtual Edus. Yediyah is considered to be the equivalent of Edus. We're passing that way. So, you don't have to feel bad if you're an aide. And you blink, right, or you push out of the way, don't feel bad. You don't have to put it on again. In other words, as long as you're pretty sure that that's what happened, you can be made that there was Kedushe Kesef. Yes? So you need something, right. So in Kedushin, we say that, you know, it's all for self. There was Yichud and Libogatra, Bechule, Bechule. So certainly, right. So the Rambam would limit it to that situation. The Kedushin. And the Maharam is the one who pulls it over, right? And it was to... It's a good question. So turn your page over to Rav Moshe's tshuva. The tshuva, those who learned Yerodea last year, we learned this tshuva together. The question is, Cholav HaKompany Yishamayin HaSeinu. Are you allowed to drink Delwood milk? What's the question with Delwood milk? Not anything against Delwood, but it's just that's a milk in a certain way. In other words, what's the problem? I mean, there are two milk in a certain way. What's the problem with Delwood milk is that we have an Easter of drinking Cholav Akum. And Cholav Akum means Cholav that was milked by a non-Jew without a Mashkiach. Without a Mashkiach watching the milking. Delwood milk doesn't have Mashkiachim watching the milking. So the question is, do you have to buy J&J? That's what it's called. The other one? Maybe, I don't know. You have to buy the milk that says on the Cholav Yisrael, or Lakewood Farms, right? Or can you drink the Delwood? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Binyan Cholav shel companies the Medina Seinu. Asher yesh pikuach memshala, v'im yarvu chalav behema tmeya ye anchu. The reason that we require a mashgiach is because we want to be sure that the goy isn't putting camel milk or pig milk into the cow milk. And if this company were to put non kosher milk into the milk, yasgiru et ha'esek shalahem, they're going to lose their license. V'chein vaday mirtate mila areis. So certainly they have tremendous fear of the government of messing up their milk. Yesh ta'am gadol lahatir, af v'lo shita ta'pri chadash. There's a famous sheet of the Pri Chadash that in an area like Amsterdam, where the Pri Chadash lived, where there were no non-kosher animals around the cave mill. Then the Pri Chadash says, you can be someh that the Goy didn't import a pig from Rotterdam in order to be able to mix his milk in the cow milk, and you don't require hashgacha. But the Pri Chadash is very problematic. Why? Because we have a gzeira. We have a din of Chalav Akum. We have a davar shebinyan that Chazal required hashgacha. And generally the rule is, even if the tam falls off, like an anthem, the tam fell off, but the gzeira still remains. So the Aruch HaShulchan tries on the Pri Chadash, how can it be matir isurim drabanan? We have an isur drabanan. So the Ramoshes, I have a heter without the Pri Chadash. Why? Mishum dehaikar diyadiya brura hi kariya namash. He quotes the Maharami Ruthenberg that yadiya is the equivalent of ru'iya. We have a concept of virtual edus. What's his raya? Kahad is shvuas tafla medala gam ha'edus mamon. Mix out. That's no raya. We already saw. Edus mamon, you don't have to come on to yadiya being ru'iya. You can just have yadiya without ru'iya. That's what we saw in the Rambam. That's Perek of Dalad Halacha Aleph, that a Dayan in Dinei Mamonos is allowed to use Omed Dad. That won't help us. We need Edim. We need Edim watching the milking. We can't, Yediyah is not enough for us. So that is not a good Raya. But then he says, but the Ramosha was the word, it's not a very good Raya. So he says, Gedola Mizo, Isa Betosos Yevamos Dachnem Hei B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim. Wow. We didn't see that Yevamos. So let's just look at Tosfos Yevamos on Dachnem Hei. I can read it to you. It's not very long. It's called one line. That over there, the Gemara is talking about a woman who was not religious, not Jewish. She was not Jewish, and our question is, maybe a person was Megayer, and maybe she was Mitgayeret when she went to the mikveh as a Nida. She went to the mikveh as a Nida, and she was Mitgayeret. So Tosis asks, just a minute, in other words, what good will it do that she went to the mikveh as a Nida thinking she's going to be a Giyoret? You require a Beis Din for Giyor. Tosis asks, Tema, the Amar Lekam on Ger Tzarech Shlosha, Mishpat Ksivvei. So what good will it do? This woman went to the mikveh in front of a mikveh lady. How will that help us in terms of gear? Even if she had in mind that she is tovelet l'shem gear. So Tosis answers that. All right. Tosis answers his question. The yesh mefarshim the cave on the adur la kol shetavla ki'ilu omdim sham. That if we have people who see this woman come out of the mikveh, they see her go into the mikveh with her hair dry. They see her come out of the mikveh with her hair wet. So we know that she was tovelet. We know that she was tovelet. Once we know she was tovelet, so it's as though you had a bezdin. Just a minute. Having a bezdin, that's kiyum hadavar. That's not birur. That's kiyum hadavar. So we see that we can have a yediyah that will serve as kiyum hadavar. So that's what Rav Moshe brings a raya. That Gamla didn't re'as besin tfilas ger, it's already enough. The zeg yet there, and then Rav Moshe continues one more stage. This is anan sahadeh. This is the concept of anan sahadeh, namely that we can even do without edus. You don't have to have two edim coming. It's enough if we know. Everyone knows that someone coming out of the mikveh was tovela. That's already enough. That's a getter of anan sahadeh. Va'afla edik yumad de kedushin. Afshalo ro ela hayichud. That's the Gemara of Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bias. Rav Moshe brings it all. He brings it all. We have this concept, and he even defines it. We have a concept in Yediyah of Rura Hukuriya Mamash. We call the sheet of the Maran Rutenberg. Rav Moshe says it in his own name. Sorry that we have such a possibility. That's Tosfos in Yevamos. That's Hein Hein Ede Yichud. And you just take it over. And therefore, what does that have to do with the Cholav? Look in the paragraph in the next column, in the bottom paragraph, where it begins the word V'lachain. The Cholav she'asur rak v'chalvol akum ben Yisrael ro'ehu yesh lahatir. How? Gam Yisrael yodim yediya brura. If we know that this milk is pure cow's milk, it's as though have kariya, we're the Eidim. Anan sa'ade. It's as though we're watching the milking. Why? Because we know she'im yarvu ye onto yitzarchu gizgor ha'isek shalahem shehu harvacha shal kama alafim. They're not going to risk a business, a $1 million business, over putting little cow's milk, stick milk into the cow's milk. Hamem shel mamash yachat aleihem. Huvada yediya brura shehi kiri'iyah. And that yediya brura shehi kiri'iyah turns this into chol of Yisrael. And Moshe says, b'chol makom, b'alei nefesh b'naroi lahachnir b'zeh. Etc. Chen anim roi lahachnir l'atzmi. Aval mi shirotza lahakel, hu osa kedina vein lahachshiva k'mezal zo b'yisrael. So without getting involved, you know, it's in terms of Moshe's psak, but the theme of Rav Moshe's psak is exactly the second way of learning our Gemara. Namely, Rav Moshe could have said, "V'hainu d'tzid b'ksuvus d'tesa med aleph pesach pasuach kishnei edin donei." This is the Maharam's pshat of our sugya, that yediyah brura is equivalent of ri'iyah. So we have then two ways of learning our sugya. One way of learning our sugya, like Tosfos, that you don't need there are tchumim, but you don't need ri'iyah. We have yediyah, which substitutes for ri'iyah. You don't need yediyah in, you don't need ri'iyah in mamanos, you don't need ri'iyah in aguna, you don't need ri'iyah over here in Isra Lavala. We can do with the yediyah. A yediyah brura can serve as the equivalent of a ri'iyah. That's one way of learning. Or you can be a little more radical and say, no, you need a ri'iyah. Why do you need a ri'iyah? In Devashim Republic Mishnayim, you need a ri'iyah. So we have a virtual ri'iyah. Kinoi v'stira ve'edechot is a virtual shnei edim. Pesach pasuach is a virtual shnei edim. Heimei ede yuchud, heimei ede bia is a virtual shnei edim. And this virtual shnei edim is enough to in all of these areas. In other words, not that we have a yediyah without a ri'iyah, we have a yediyah that creates a ri'iyah. Okay, those are the two options that we have in our sugya. Halacha l'maisa, of course, you realize that the second option lends itself, I mean, if Moshe can use it even in Yeridea, it lends itself to a much broader application. Wherever you need ri'iyah, we can substitute a yediyah brura for a ri'iyah. And the first option, no, when you need a ri'iyah, you need a ri'iyah. But sometimes they have a track that the ri'iyah is the equivalent of a ri'iyah. We don't need a ri'iyah. All we need is a birur. Okay. This will impact on the next few lines of the Gemara. That's what Stepleman pointed out. Yeah?
So how does it answer the question of they need the robust?
Excuse me?
How does it answer the question
that it has to be a ri'iyah brura will substitute for a ri'iyah brura, will substitute for a ri'iyah. What's the ri'iyah brura? So when you have a husband who lived with his wife for 20 years and just got divorced last week, and then they go in and have yichud, so that considers to be yediyah brura that they're having via. When you have a husband who tells two edim, I am about to be mekadesh my wife with via, and he closes the door, and they hear him say, harei mekudeshetli, that considered to be a yediyah brura that there was via. Masha enkin, if a person has a meeting in a room, a regular din of yichud, I mean, an unfortunate situation of yichud, which shouldn't be because it's awkward. But let's say if we have a situation where a lawyer is meeting with his client and there's yichud, we don't say, hey, nene, the yichud, hey, nene, the birur, right? That all of a sudden, you know, that we're going to create over here a din of eishes ish. It was an Easter of yichud. But yichud doesn't automatically create bia. But when we have the raglayim ladavar, then not only do we say we have a yediyah, but we have a ri'iyah. And therefore, can create ishus. That's what creates Ashes Ish via Bia. That's what creates the Ishus in the case of in the Gemara and the Kedushin Daf Samachay. And that created also an Isur Lavala as a Zona. Okay, yeah?
So even if we hold according to the second Sukha, the Mara and Moshe, but they have to admit that there are cases where it doesn't work. I mean, the Rambam says, I mean, like, being in the Pasha and so forth, how do we know then whether it's going to work and work not? I mean, how is it that different in terms of not going from the first, from the Beit Yisrael?
No, it's, you know, what even what the second says is even in case of we know you need Riyah. Let's say we have a Gzeira of Chazal, that milk is only mudder if we have two Eidim, or an Eid Kosher, if we have an Eid, if we have a Jew watching the milking. So the Jew watching the milking, according to the first Shita, has to be a Jew watching the milking, that's all. You need Ri'iyah, that's why it was Gzeira Chazal. According to the second Shita, Yediyah is Ri'iyah. Anan Sahadeh can substitute for the Ri'iyah. It goes further. In Achidami, you have to still know which, when yes, when no. Right. When yes, yeah, you're correct in that respect. Just that it could apply to more cases, not only cases where Yediyah is enough, but even cases where you need Ri'iyah. Okay. Let's continue. So it even applies to the fact to the next sugya. V'chi tema, says the Gemara, four lines in the bottom, ma'yiseh shahoyim neima lo asaruha. Why wasn't Bathsheba asura to David? What's the question? So Rashi says, sharei edim harbe yadu. Harei edim harbe yadu. That's what Tosfos asks. What do you mean? Piri fikuntrus halo osa maisa be'edim have ein yira. The nehidi yadu l'rabim have shehivia l'beiso mikol mafam l'ra'u k'mikol bishvel perib yifnei b'nei adam l'shimesh. What's Tosfos' question? In order to create an Yisur l'bava, what do you need? Edim. You need edibia. We don't have over here edibia. The same question Tosfos asked in Yevamos. We only had edikir. Right? You had edikir, circumstantial evidence. Over here also, we have circumstantial evidence. David brought Bathsheba to his house. That's circumstantial evidence. We don't have edibia. We don't have a raya burura. We don't have a raya burura. Again, we don't have a yedia burura, according to the first Tirus of Tosfos, for the first reporting. You don't have a ru'iyah according to the second way. We don't have the basis of a ru'iyah. No. So what are we going to do with this kasha of Tosfos? So Tosfos HaRosh answers. What does Tosfos HaRosh say? Hain, hain, eide yichud, hain, hain, eide bia. In other words, David HaMelech, taking Bathsheba into his home, that's the equivalent of Kedusha Bia. That's the equivalent of the Garish et cetera. That's the Rosh is here somewhere. Here in Shita. Oh, I should have got one. Yesh makshim v'chi David haya shochet imam b'fnei Eden tosu his kasha u'mefarshim kach v'nei malo asura al David halo yoda ki sheba aleha v'af al pi shelo hayesa ru'uy asura l'uriya keman d'leka Eden miha I'm sorry, that's how Teretz will come to two v'li nire v'eino kasha the Kevon the David Shalach Achareha, so we have the Shalach Achareha, the Raglaim Ledovar, Vinis Yached Ima Be'edim. David HaMelech always had two bodyguards, two Shebetnik standing by his outside door. Amrina Ki Hagavna Heinem Ede Yichud Heimein Ede Bia. Is that Rashi? No, that's not Rashi. Rashi, Tosfos HaRosh talking about we have Ede Yichud. Rashi doesn't say we have Ede Yichud. Rashi says, Hare Edim Harbe Yadu. What is Rashi? Who are the Eidim according to Rashi? Anan Sahadeh. Rashi is with Moshe. Anan Sahadeh. The whole, it was known. It was in the papers. Everyone knew. Everyone talking about it. It was Anan Sahadeh. The Anan Sahadeh is ready enough to create the Eidim Bia. So we have over here, according to Tosfos HaRosh, we have a Eidim Re'iya via the Eidim Yichud. And according to Rashi, we have an Anan Sahadeh. He's using Mamish working off of the Maharam that we saw earlier. Tosfos himself didn't hold of the Maharam. Tosfos doesn't learn the Maharam. Tosfos learned the first trap, that we need a Yediyah Brura. Circumstantial evidence is not enough. We don't go jumping from X to Y according to Tosfos. And you can't necessarily compare the cases that we saw in the Gemara in Kedushin to the case of David HaMelech. So how did Tosfos himself learn? Tosfos himself said, "Be'ei Shloma." I'm sorry. V'nira l'ri l'faresh. I teima de Pesach pasuach kishnei edim damei amaylo asuha leDavid. Did David hire Yodeya Bavadei Shinivala? Ach al Pisha Asachuva, Mikol Makom Ikva, Imhaya Surah Lo, Haya Osat Sadek, Lo Kalalaisha. We don't have Yediyah Bura, but David had Yediyah Bura. So this is Tosus Lashitasa and Mashen came, the Tosus Harash and Rashi are going Lashitasa Maharam. Tosus is Lashitasa. We don't need Adim. What you require is Yediyah Bura. We don't have Yediyah Bura, but David had Yediyah Bura. Once David had Yediyah Bura, that's already enough to make, you know, to turn the situation into a din of Znut, into a din of Eshet Ish Shezinsa. David HaMelech knew that she was Uriah's wife. David HaMelech knew that she was Nivelas as Uriah's wife. And so that's the kasha of the Gemara, that she should be Asur on David. Right, but so the Chazal said, we want him to come to Bezin, Shalot Tiskarav Daito. That maybe he knows, but maybe it has to be Mochel. Once Bezin passed, it will be Mochel. That's the Gemara asks. That's what he's pointing to, yeah? According to Tosfos, no. Because that, now he's going to Tosfos, where do we have Eide Yichud applying for as Eide Bia? Dafka, when you have a situation of Harei Mekudeshet with the Bia Zo, when you want to be a Kaddish woman with Bia, so then we have a clear connection. Or when you have this person who has been married and then goes back with his wife into a room, there we have the Liba Gaspa Bechulei Bechulei. But other than that, we have over here the Easter of Yichud. David and Elch have an Easter of Yichud with an Eishes Ish. The Easter of Yichud doesn't create an Easter of Znut. You know, that's a jump. So according to the Maharam, we have this track. We apply it to Nansale, we apply it to Nuch, we could apply it also to David HaMelech. However, according to Tosfos, no, we don't have that track. Tosfos is using the track of Yediyah Brura. We don't back over here Yediyah Brura. It says we lack Yediyah Brura, but David had Yediyah Brura. Okay? Rashi writes on Nansale, that you don't have to necessarily see something in order to know that it happened. That everyone knew, you know, like it was the rumor. This is the call of the Lepas. Okay, everyone knew that David called for Bathsheba, and she remained in the palace. That's already enough.
Even without Bibulat.
What?
Even without
Bibulat. Even the fact that Shalach Achareha, the Shalach Achareha serves as a raglaim on David. It's not as though Bathsheba visited in the palace. Shalach Achareha. Shalach Achareha. You know, you put one and two together. Okay. Yeah. This is still, you don't do the Yichud.
Yeah, but they don't want everyone to know.
Okay.
You need privacy.
So you bring your lawyer along. Yeah. Okay, so what Tosfos clearly is doing is he over here is making a very, very clear distinction between Isur LaBaal and Isur LaBoel. That even though these two generally are linked, that when you have a woman who's a Zona, she's Asura LaBaal and Asura LaBoel. And here clearly, according to Tosfos, this woman is a Muteret Uriah, because they have no Yediyah Brura, as opposed to Tosfos Harash, as opposed to Rashi. According to Rashi and Tosfos Harash, she's also an Uriah and she's also an David. But according to Tosfos, she's Muter to Uriah, because we have no Yediyah Brura, so she's Muteret LeBa'ala, the Cholzot, she can be Asura LeBo'ala. And Tosfos says that we can divorce these two concepts one from another, that we have the two in potential. Anytime you have Nut, you can have an Isur LeBaal and an Isur LeBoel, and we can have a Hechetimtza, where it will be a Heter LeBaal and an Isur LeBoel. Tosfos is assuming that. And we're going to see it's a very big problem when we continue the Gemara. But Tosfos is assuming that. Right? Okay. Let's not continue in the Gemara. So what's the answer? We have a Kashya. Why is Bathsheba Muteret to David? According to Tosfos Harash, we have Heinene de Yichud, Heinene Bia. According to Rashi, we have Anan Sagi. And according to both of them, she's a surah both on Uriah and on David. And according to Tosfos, we don't have that track of Heinene de Yichud across the board. We don't have an Ansade. We're dealing with Yediyah Brura. So she's Muteret Uriah. We have no Yediyah Brura. But she should be Asura LeDavid. She should be Asura LeDavid. He has Yediyah Brura. Sorry, you had two questions, David, and shoot.
So according to Rashi, why would it not be Asura LeDavid? It is
The Gemara was wasn't concerned with the way he's dead. Gemara is concerned with David. Right? Ma'isa Shahid may Malo Asrula. Why didn't the Beis Din of David HaMelech say that Bathsheba is offered to live with him?
As you mentioned earlier also.
Okay, to say that, but that in other words, we're concerned with David HaMelech. We're concerned with that situation. Now Chinami though should be Asur Labal to Asur Laboel. Of course to Rashi and Tosfos HaRosh. We have Edus. The moment you have Edus of Snut of Eshetish. So we have according to Rashi and Tosfos HaRosh, or we have an Isur Labal and Isur Laboel. Yes?
But
why should? But Uri doesn't know. Just David knows. But why would Nishmi be Asman Uri? There are no Aden.
That's why
we
can
prove
it. That's why we can tell her that she's not there. And again, I mean, you can prove it. To say that David,
he
couldn't make David
not be the
prophet.
David didn't even
the court. But David
himself
should know that
David, he's
unknown,
he's
known.
We're not assuming David of lying. I mean, David Melech would say that, you know, David Melech would tell the truth. I mean, David, in other words, the David Melech statement is only meaningful to him, not to Uriah.
You already
said it. If he would believe David, if Uriah were to believe David, Uriah didn't hold of David, he held of Yoav. That's part of his Morgan Malchus. We'll come to that. In other words, but Uriah didn't view David like the way we view David. So he necessarily wouldn't be king, right? So he says, this fellow, I mean, his son wants to create problems for my wife. In other words, yeah. You have a Klapish Maya Galia, and then you have Din Basar V'Dav. So saying Klapish Maya Galia, that's irrelevant to us. We're concerned with Basar V'Dav. What would a Beis Din Paskin? So if Uriah would go to Beis Din, Beis Din Paskin for her, it's up to you. Mitzidenu, she's Muteret to you. However, if David were to come to Beis Din, that's what Gemara asked, Milo Asrula, why did Beis Din Aser Bathsheba on David? The Lechara, that they would ask David, in other words, would there be? And he'd say yes, so we say, then she's Aser on you. Asrula Boel. In other words, the Din Basar V'Dav, she should be Aser on David. She wouldn't be Aser on Uriah. So in this situation, that's Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara over here has two terutzim. And these two terutzim, you understand, differ Mizrach u'Ma'arav in terms of understanding the whole Maisa of David u'Bathsheba. The first terutz is, Hasam Ones Have. Hasam Ones Have. Here we move into a very, very difficult way of connecting this to what we said previously. We know that if talking about an Eishes Yisrael, who's Ne'emsa, she's Muteret LeBa'ala. But we're not concerned about Ba'ala, we're concerned about Do'ala. So Kaner, what is he more assuming? One, she's Muteret LeBa'ala, she's Muteret also LeBo'ala. Right, that's the one's answer, that since Bathsheba was taken by royal decree is ones, that we find also by Esther, that when a king takes you, that's royal decree, that's considered to be ones. So when a woman is Nensa, she's Muteret LeBa'ala, and kind of read more is assuming that she's Muteret also LeBo'ala. What's the problem with that equation? The Tosas just broke the equation. Namely, we have a problem with that Tosas previously said a minute ago, you can have a case where she's Muteret LeBa'ala and Asura LeBo'ala. And if you can have that case in the case of Yediyah Brura, the Choral Pisvara, it should be over here also. It doesn't make sense. I want to say that when a woman is raped, that she's Muteret LeBa'ala, we understand. I mean, she's not a Zona. But that because she's Muteret LeBa'ala, therefore she should be Muteret LeBo'ala. That's, I mean, the Boel over here is amazing. He's the one who's being ma'anes. Upon death or divorce of her first husband. And he's the one who created the situation, amazing. So this is so we have a double problem. A problem of Pisvara. Why should she be muteret to the Boel if the Boel was amazing? She was ma'anes, but the Boel was amazing. Pisvara, it doesn't, like, it's not very ethical. And we have a problem within Tosos. Tosos said that we don't have a connection. We can have an Isur Leboel even if there's no Isur Lebal. And over here the Gemara is saying that because she's Muteret Lebal, she's Muteret Leboel. So that's how Yehu speaks about these two areas. The question between Tosos and the Gemara, the Rashash talks about. The Rashash Alatar. There's a long keta, and basically he says that these two don't go hand in hand. It's oil and water. Either you hold the Tosos or you hold the Gemara. And the Tosos was asking, was explaining the Havamin of the Gemara, Milo Asruha, and then when the Gemara gives the answer, Ones Have, it switches tracks. Or if the Barur, that the Gemara is assuming we have a linkage between the Baal and the Boel. That's Barur. Tosos, to understand the Havamina, broke that linkage. But in the Maskana, the linkage goes back. In other words, Tosos is explaining one line of the Gemara, and we're now moving to the second line of the Gemara, and you're not going to have these are Sfarot HaFarot. It's not the easiest way of learning Gemara, but it's really, you have over here a problem of Pisvara, in terms of what Tosos. In terms of the basic principle, so I didn't send you, I'm sorry, but it's just very, very long, so I'll just tell you where it is. There is a Mishnah Lamelech in Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. There are huge Mishnah Lamelech in Sota, Perek Beis. If you want to, you have to go over pages and pages. Beis Yud Beis, the Mishnah Lamelech over there raises the following question. Beis Yud Beis. Over there, what do we have in Beis Yud Beis? The Rambam says, Kol Isha, which is Asura, Lebala, Asura, Lebolala. That's what he brings over there in Beis Yud Beis. Nesra al Bala, Bechol Makom Hari, Asura, Al Zeshen, Isiakto, Imal, Le'olam. Kederaki, Asura, Lebala. The connection between Bala and Bolala, that's brought over here in Yud Beis. Alamadnu, Kishem, Shasura, Lebala, Kach, Asura, Lebolal. So over there, on that, the Mishnah says as follows. Da, the Eishes Yisrael, Shezinsa ba'ones o bishlaga muteres lebaala. Achani mistapek hechad haya haboel meizin im asurago. Mi amrinan shezinsa asura leboel humishum da asura lebaal abo kol shalo asura lebaal shayo leboel. O dilma kol shu meizin asurba. And then he says, Elohara, this is a sugi arucha, this is our Gemara. Shuv reisi dover zeh shas aruch beperakama diksubas tafes. And then he says, well, maybe the two tipsim of the Gemara are holding on this point. That the Ibois Ema felt that why wasn't the first Teretz good? Because if she is, even if she's Muteretz Labala, Bechota, she'd still be Asura Labala. That could be the Machotim two Teretzim of here, and he has this long, long Arichus over a long time. But it's good to see. I mean, if you want to open the Makara dealing with this, it's all over here in the Mishnah Lamela. Yoko Sota, Perak Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. From the second paragraph, where it begins with the words Da De Eishes Ish, and then continues third paragraph, fourth paragraph, fifth paragraph, etc. Okay, so that is the first approach. Now we have over here a Heter of Ones, which is, you understand, the very, very technical sort of Heter, which is really a paradox to a certain degree. The fact that a woman who's raped is muteret to her husband, that's a svara. That she should therefore be muteret to the raper, that already is like a zeres hakosa. The Isur Labal, therefore, is not the Isur Labolo. Right. Okay, thank you. Now, right then comes the Ibo Eseima. Ibo Eseima points to the Mishnah Nelta saying, no, that's wrong. That svara is wrong. Had it only been based on Ones, in Achinami, that she would be Asura also, that she would be Asura to David. Mutera to Uri, Asura to David. However, Kiha, Dama Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Hayotin, Melchemez, Beis David, Get Krisus, Kosev, Le'ishto. And Mara then brings a proof text to this Svara, that David HaMelech protected his soldiers, or more than that, protected his wives from uncomfortable situations, by having a get in her hand before they go out. What kind of get was this? So you saw Machokes Rashi and Tosos. Rashi learned that it's a get al tnai, and Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam, learned that it was a get gomur. Let's take the two sides. If it's a get al tnai, so then you have two options what the tnai was. You have Rashi's option, im yomos b'milchama yehei get yom tzivasa. And you have Tosfos' option, before Rabbeinu Tam, that imro yachzor meha milchama, or yachzor besof ha milchama, yehe get miyom sivasa. The difference, of course, is that Rashi's im yamas v'milchama will only help to prevent the problem of yibum. Namely, that if the husband left the brother in South Africa, and he's afraid that his wife will be stuck with this brother, and how's she going to get to him, and v'chulei v'chulei, so he'll give this get to his wife, so if he dies, it'll turn out on Afreya, she was Megureshet, rather than Almana, and there'll be no problem of yibum. Okay? That's according to Rashi, that's what the get was meant to solve. It meant to solve problems of yibum. Rashi says that black and white in Baba Metzia. Baba Metzia over there, on Daf Nun Tesemet Aleph, and the Gemara that I sent you, the Tosas quotes. So Rashi says over there that Kol hayotze l'malchemes beis David get krisas kosev l'ishto almanas she'im yomus tehenu gureshet me'achshav v'lo tizakek liyavam. Lo tizakek liyavam. That's what it was set up for. Tosas points out there are many other problems. What about aguna? That would be kol hayotze. Kol hayotze should be every married husband should have a problem of aguna, even if there is no brother in the picture. So then you have to learn, if it's a question of aguna, it can't be tonight kiyomus, because the whole problem is you don't know what happened to him. He gets lost, doesn't come back. He was taken captive or whatever. So in order to prevent aguna, you need a tanayah imlo yachzor meha milchama. And to apply it to Uriah, imlo yachzor besof ha milchama. Because Uriah came back, imlo yachzor means besof ha milchama, yehegit. That would solve the problem of ego. So let's assume that we have the broader tanayah. If we have the broader tanayah, then this woman, until her husband returns, is a safek eishes ish. Right, that she's a suffocatious ish, and that fits very nicely with the language of the Gemara above Metzia, that Habal suffocatious ish, Madino, etc. Yes? Okay, Rabbeinu Tam learns we have over here a get gomor. We have a get gomor. He didn't like the concept of the get l'mafreya, how far does it go l'mafreya, who says it goes back to Yom Yitzivasa, etc. It's part of the Gemara and Gittin. He learned it's a get gomor. If it's a get gomor, why does the Gemara use the language suffocatious ish? Because it was given the tina. So the word suffic over here really is a borrowed term. It doesn't mean suffic. It means that she's really a pnuya, but she's a pnuya that people don't realize that she's a pnuya. Yes? It was a decree, called Ayotze, that was done the tina. It was a decree that everyone do with the tina.
Even
with soldiers. Soldiers know how to keep military secrets. Military secrets, okay. Soldiers keep military secrets. When you go off, if you get drafted, here's the army, you'll be taken to a base, and when your wife asks you where you are, you'll say Aisha. You don't say on the phone. It's called Bitakon Sadeh, and I'll say on the phone where you are. Okay, everyone knows where you are. Your wife will drive to visit you. But you have to say Aisha, right? You know,
that's not
something
for David.
What? He's the only one. Well, that's the whole point of being the commanding officer. That you know, well, right, but in terms of that, everyone was did a bit sinner. That's what comes out according to you. What? Anyway, David was certain that Bathsheba, he checked into her genealogy, she was the granddaughter of Achitophel. Achitophel, Pashtus, was the wisest individual at the time. He probably gave David enough to say so, or he wouldn't have allowed his granddaughter to be left in Aguna. So David enough was certain that she had such a gift. Alright, okay. So, in any case, what we have over here, it's very well known that there's a classic sugya in Shabbos, and that's Dovah Medalev, Kala Omer, Dovah Chata, Eino, Ela, Toa. And the Gemara brings the Iboy theme of our Sugya. Namely, that is the consistent words, the Stam of Gemara in Shabbos brings the Iboy theme of our Sugya. Similarly, the Gemara in Bab Metzia brings the Iboy theme of our Sugya. That we have three Sugyas that have this approach that we have that technically Bathsheba was not an Eshet Ish because of the Yet, either Mikano Lahaba or the Mafreya, she was an Eishes Ish. However, the first day of our sugya, which is a problematic day in itself, the first teirutz of Hasam Ones Havei, which is problematic in terms of the Baal and the Boel, that is, b'cholzot, we have over here two approaches to the Maisa of David HaMelech. According to the first approach, we have over here a problem of Eishes Ish. And then, of course, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted David HaMelech's tshuva, that's mamash, that's poseach, was it Neuma Gever, who come all, that David HaMelech was poseach Ola for tshuva, that anyone who reads the Maitre Rishavah will view himself as, well, if David could do tshuva, then I can do tshuva. No, if you learn it the second way, the way that Chazal took it again in Shabbos and in Bar Mitzvah, and the Ibay Seima over here, then the Aveira of David is a totally different Nikuda. Then David HaMelech was within the letter of the law perfectly fine, but that's exactly the problem, that if David Melech Yisrael to keep to the letter of the law, that was the Aveira. That was the Aveira, what we call in Yiddish, Pasnish. It was a real Pasnish to David HaMelech. If you learn Tanakh with Mefarshim, so over here the Malbim, Al-Atar, in Shmuel Beis, gives you both approaches. He gives you the approach of the first day of our Gemara in the name of the Abar Benel. The Malbim is in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. On Pasuk Gimel, over there he says, Hinei Hasar Rav Yitzchak Abar Benel, Kirba LaHashim Es David. Ubir ki chata b'chamisha dvarim, asher chata b'eishes ish, v'lo yove el divrei chazal, chayesa megureshe mi'uriya, she's a neged pashtus haksuvim, according to the Abar Benel, and then moves over to another four very, very cardinal aveirot that David HaMelech was over, and the greatness over here is in terms of the tshuva, as opposed to, and the embarrassment, of course, in terms of the chatoim. Mashen Kain, the Malbim himself, he takes the approach of chazal, namely that David HaMelech managed to maneuver things that the Iker Hadin, that Bathsheba was Megureshet, or he'd arranged for her to be Megureshet by keeping Uriah in the battlefield. Uriah was a Mariba Malchus, and so he messed up his Domo Barosho, etc. And then the difference in terms of how do you understand the Mashal of Nasan, that when Nasan comes to David and tells him the whole Mashal of the Kipsa Sarash, so then, the language of Nasan is Madua Bazisa es Devar Hashem Lasot Tara Be'inav. And it's that according to the Malbim Nasiker, it's Bizayon of Devar Hashem. That you took the Torah and you used it in order to do an Aveira. You used the letter of the law in order to do that which certainly was not in the spirit of the law. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at that, and Ya'an ki Bazisa es Hashem. It's a Bizayon, not an Aveira, but a Bizayon. And the David HaMelech says, Chatati Lashem. I realized my chet was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the world of Basar Vedam, everything I did was mutter. I would make it, I would be exonerated by a Beis Din. However, that's not the way David HaMelech Yisrael behaves. And that's the concept of the Kitzas Harash. Kitzas Harash means that we have an Isser of Geneva. The David HaMelech did it in a manner of Geneva. David HaMelech shouldn't have to do things kacha. David HaMelech should do things straight. He's a Melech Yisrael. And if he felt that Bathsheba was waiting for him from Sheshit Meibreishit, to have a little more patience, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will arrange for that shidduch to take place. You know, it's the ito bizmano, according to the way things should work out. And if it doesn't work out, it wasn't kosher. But to use the halacha, to use the get that was made to protect the woman in order to be able to create a situation of a pnuya, in order to be able da 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 da, that was bazisa es devar Hashem. So, in that respect, Kol Amar David Chata, the Gemara says, Barur that we have over here in Aveira, the question is on what level? Do we have an Aveira according to the Lishna Kama of Eishes Ish, that is the approach of the Bar Benel, or do we have an Aveira on the level of Bazisa Sedevar Hashem? And again, within the Mefarshim, that's the approach, that's the mainstream approach of Chazal, and that's the approach over here of the Malbim.
Very nice way. You learn something very nice.
For that, you don't need David. Right? In order to find a rationalization for doing Averis, you don't need David. In order to be able to feel that you should be Messiah, that you've gone too far, and you shouldn't say that everyone can be Choser B'Tshuva except for me because my Averis are beyond, that's David HaMelech. That's the Gemara point. Gemara of the Zara, Heikim Ula Shal Tshuva, that no one should feel that he can't do Tshuva. Yeah?
Within the second lesson, isn't there a big difference in Rashi and Tosfos in terms of the Avera? I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, she was a bothered to you, but according to the Rashi, when he was bullish, he's a real subject issue.
According to Rashi, he was the Melech. And so he was assuming that as a Melech, I can create a situation where she will remain Tnuya. I'll just keep Uriah as a career soldier. He'll stay out in the Steyach Rav. And Zehu, he won't be Choser B'Sof HaMilchama. The moment he's not Choser B'Sof HaMilchama, then the get will take place in Afreya. And when I get on Afreya, means that everything is clear sailing. In other words, I can arrange it. That's the desire of Dvar Hashem. That's exactly. It's to play with halacha in such a manner in order to be able to create a head there. That's a desire of Dvar Hashem. So that was the whole problem, that Bathsheba didn't go according to plan. She became pregnant. And then he had no alternative but to bring Uriah back in order to be able to protect Bathsheba. Once he brought Uriah back, so he basically was over an Isur of Bilat Eishas Ish, or was willing, to be over the Isur of Eishas Ish and to burn in Gehenna. But he felt that he had no alternative. But then Uriah helped him out, in quotations, by being more demalchus, and he was able to send Uriah back, and then everyone lives happily ever after. Except for, it didn't live happily ever after, anyone who learns Sefer Shmuel knows that David, from that point on, had a very, very difficult life. He had it was the mashav of David, the Arbatayim, the four children who rebelled against him. Before it's time for Mincha, so we'll stop over here. I'd just like you to see for the next time, I know that tomorrow many of you will not be here, I try not to get beyond the previous Mar Makamas, but just if you look at the Mishnah and the days and the days with the Tosfos Rid, Mishnah, and not getting involved in Migo Vahoti and not getting involved in Bar Yevashema, just in terms of Chazaka. Tosfos here mentions that the Baal is a Muchzak in the Ksuva, whether that's really true, and also the Meiri and the Pesamid Aleph. Beginning with the words Ula Inyan. There's a paragraph over there also that mentions this question, who's the Muhsak? So again, read through the paragraph. Don't get involved in Migo, don't get involved in Bar Yevashema. Just the question of who's the Muhsak on the Ksuva. So next time we'll continue in the Gemara over here on the Pesimah days, and in the session we'll see the Tosfos, Ila Mesav Le Ksuva, and we mentioned already the Gemara through Dafyuda Madala. Yes. Yeah.